Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier.
Are you the type of guy that is so worried about screwing up that you don't actually go for what you want? Are you a wound worshiper, stuck in your story and making it so significant? And what are you afraid to reveal to yourself, much less to the special people around you? This is part two of my turn in the hot seat. In this episode, guest interviewer Ray Brekka drills me on the benefits of not taking yourself so seriously and how to instantly find more depth and meaning in your life.
Yeah, I don't want to give away the week-long process itself, but there was a moment when we were sharing at lunch where you said you were asked a question by the teacher there. And I don't remember the exact question, but it was a really powerful exchange. Can you share more about that? You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I was doing the Mondo Zen process with Junpo.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll be back on the show.
I hope so.
But he'd chosen me to volunteer.
Of course.
Among two other people. Yeah. And we were at the end of the process. And the process is about finding access to the state that we were talking about, the part that can't be taken away. And he said, well, you know, what's your new job now? And it was, I said, to not forget that this is available to me when I'm putting my head up my ass and running from, you know, basically running on fear, running on doubt and all of those things, to like wake up, remember to know that this is available to me and to run, you know, check in from, come from this place, come from this deep love and this deep knowing and this deep trust. And he's like, great. Do you want to commit to that? And I was like, oh no, I know I'll screw up. You want to take a vow. And I was like, oh man, are you kidding?
I'm not going to say yes to that.
I'm not going to say yes. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And he asked me again, and we'd been kind of laughing. It'd been pretty light. And, he had a stick. He had a really big stick. And, he gave me a little reminder.
and you paid for this again, right?
And, gave me a reminder on the shoulder. And I remember the whole room sat up really straight. Mm-hmm. It was a good one. It was a good whack.
I hadn't been
hit that hard since playing like sports.
Yeah, exactly.
And he leaned in with tears in his eyes and said, do not fucking waste my time. I will not waste your fucking time. And then he told me he loved me.
Hmm. And this is what tears dripping down his face.
Yeah, and he just like in a moment put his heart on his sleeve and came in and was like, in essence, it was like, I care about you so much and I need you to wake the fuck up.
Yeah. And then what happened? Like, you're sitting at the end of that. Like, what happened?
You know, I had my resistance. I was like, I'm going to feed that stick to you. Like, I was like, you better hope this stick is made out of chocolate because I'm going to shove it down your throat.
I'm going to break this fucker over your head.
But but the love that came across, it just broke my heart open.
Yeah. So it wasn't violence. It wasn't like he was trying to.
It was a thump on that. You know, it was a thump like, wake up, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing? you're fucking off. You're fucking around here.
Yeah, you got a choice in your life. You can kind of, oh, well, yeah, maybe I'll commit. Maybe I won't.
Yeah,
but
maybe. Why would I commit if I can't do it? Blah, 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 blah. And then he goes on to tell a story about how the practice is about making that vow, making that commitment, falling off the horse 1,000 times a day, laughing and getting back on, like
right.
taking it so seriously, mm-hmm. but at the same time, not seriously. There's that paradox that, you know, only
what did you say about, this is one thing that I really found helpful, because a lot of guys out there, I'm sure, have this place like, well, I can't just do that. I'm going to fuck up. Whether it's like taking on something at work or meeting a woman, like a lot of guys hold back because, oh, I don't want to embarrass myself, or I got to make sure I get it right. So they just don't do it at all. So he said something to you that I thought was really powerful.
There was a saying that was said throughout the weekend of like, you can't fuck it up and you can't get it right. And I remember feeling something relax in me. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's that part of me that's really trying to get it right.
Yeah.
And really trying not to fuck it up. Like, those mm-hmm. are the two fears I have. I imagine, you know, those are pretty common fears for all yeah. of us. But there was this part of like, let go. Go do the best that you can. Like, play full out.
Right.
And understand that you're going to screw up.
Right.
And you're not going to get it completely right.
I think even Junpo laughs about himself. Like, he actually finds his fuck-ups. Like, a lot of guys go into shame and like, oh, I knew I should. And they kind of go away. But he actually has got to a point in his practice, you were sharing with me, that when he fucks up, he kind of gets to laugh at himself. He just...
Well, sacred laughter. That's what essentially what sacred laughter is. Like, watch yourself get pulled into this dance. Watch your stuff come up. Watch yourself even get angry, mm-hmm. and just recognize that all it really means is that you really care.
Yeah.
There's a deep concern and love underneath there, which is why you got angry, which is, you know, it comes down to fear. It comes down to just deep caring. Like, yeah. I don't want to lose this and I don't want to screw right. this up. Well, it means I really care. Like, well then, cool. You know, approach it from that place of compassion versus, God damn it, you know, coming down and you know, really getting hurt. And I still got hit with the stick, but the yeah. that was from that place of deep care, not from anger.
Yeah. You know? So, you know, I took a look at that week for you and on one level, I just can't imagine doing it, but the difference it made between before you left and came back for me, even knowing you this long, was like night and day.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I feel like I'm just honoring who I am, mm-hmm. that I'm not going out to get cookies. That this isn't about doing a triathlon to have someone hand me a ribbon.
Right.
I'm not trying to win something yeah. here, but this is about, learning to find that feeling of when I'm less whole, when there's a piece that is, there's a piece that's wanting to show up. It's a form of like a pregnancy, and, what gets in the way? Well, for me, it's a fear or a subtle defensiveness. There's a thing and that defensiveness or that, and it's very subtle. There's these little things that's why it's great to be able to go do shadow work in that mm-hmm. setting. And then sit on the cushion, and you're like, oh my God, I can see it. I can see how it's yeah. showing up. This is the water I'm swimming in.
Right.
And just start to really see the things that I do that basically keep people away. I mean, one of the things that, and I learned this on the MKP weekend too, was I've seen this over and over again. I saw this in the AMP training that I did. I'm really starting to get it where I perceive a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And this is fucked up. Like, this is where
this doesn't mean even a physical threat of someone attacking right. you. This is any kind of threat.
Just
yeah?
a threat. Like, just like, this is so old, but nonetheless.
Give me an example of a threat just so guys can get it.
Just like, oh, who's that guy over there? I don't know. I don't know if I trust that guy.
Right.
You know, so I'm going to wait until I get to know him before I am myself. Mm. Okay. How many of us can relate to that? So for me, it's like, oh,
kinda,
you know.
Kind of checking him out, like, who's this character?
Yeah, I'm going to size him up. Yeah. I don't know if I really feel yeah. safe about that guy. Well, when I do that, when I'm in that state, guess what?
Hmm.
People become wary of me. I'm the guy that's over there loading my gun. You know, I'm doing it from a defensive, caring, I want to, you know, protect myself place. Right. I don't want to go out and hurt that guy. But the result is that it ends up pushing people away.
Right.
And So I'd gotten that piece before, that I have a, I can have a rough edge, that I can be a little intimidating to come up to, that I'm less approachable, which always like blew me away. I was like, really? What? I'm a fun, nice guy.
I like
guy.
To laugh. I like come to the barbecue. We'll hit the badminton around, drink some beers. Let's play. Let's play.
Guys, let's have some fun. But that always blew me away. I was like, okay. So I got that piece, you know, a couple of years ago. But the piece that like just showed up recently was like, yeah, actually the guy that you're protecting yourself against, not only does he not really want to hurt you at all, he actually wants to love and appreciate you. He actually wants to serve you. He wants to have your back. Mm. And that was deep. Like even just thinking about it right now, just like it chokes me up. It's just like, God, how often in my life have I turned someone that actually really wanted to help me, actually really wanted to serve, how often have I turned that guy and put him in the scary category?
Right.
And that's hard. That was where I got to see like, oh wow, this is how I keep love away.
Yeah, keep people away. Keep like the gratitude coming from the show away.
Mm-hmm. And it's just not trusting that people really do appreciate or what. There's this old, it's old, like the more that I see it, the more that I see it out in front of me,
right,
I'm just like, wow, that just doesn't add up anymore. I choose to move on.
So have you seen a shift now? Like, so I'm getting, there's a whole new level of self-observation or self-awareness that you could see a pattern that's been there behind the scenes for years. So a week out of this program, have you started to notice it out there when you're doing your thing in the world? Like
the big thing that I see in the kind of, I don't know if it's necessarily a danger, but it is a slippery slope for guy. There are people that go out and they can become retreat junkies. They can become seminar junkies. And what happens is we go on these retreats or seminars, even if they're just one day, and we get a high, we hit a state. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to stay in that place. And so I'm not attached to the place that I am in now. What I feel like I got on the retreat was I got some information. I got a nugget. Like, Trip, keep an eye on this part of your life.
Right.
I didn't get it fixed.
Right.
I didn't go away for the week and get it fixed. Right. And so I'm not coming out of that week. I definitely feel like I've got a new shine and sheen to me right now, but I'm not concerned about that. Yeah. The thing that I've got is I've got a real good reason to be on the cushion in the morning. I've got a real good reason to keep an eye on my interactions and my language and the things that I'm doing, be accepting of myself, but also to watch like, oh, there's that thing.
There's that guy that kind of puts the wall up, is checking somebody out and actually cutting off connection.
Yeah. And like, why would I care? Oh, because it actually has, when I cut people off, then I don't allow myself to receive. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the road to never being satisfied and living a pretty shitty life. So I'm motivated that before it was like, well, hell yeah, I want to protect myself. I don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
You know,
it also feels to me like, I'm like, wow, that'd be empowering to be able to see yourself in a whole new way without really judging yourself or saying like, oh, I'm fucked up, I'm broken, I got to be fixed. You're just saying, no, there's a part of me that's younger. I got an eye on it now. I took it from behind my head to like right out in front of me. But it just feels like it occurs to me like, well, that'd be empowering. And also like, oh, I can actually start to now be in relationship with that thing. It's no longer kind of being a sniper.
It's great because the big piece is that we can get this information and we may not like it. Like, I don't really like this. It's not something, it's not like, hey, I can't wait to be on my own show and talk about this. It's not something I want people to know about me. Mm. There's shame around it. There's I don't really want to be with this. The first thing I knew I had to do when I got this information and cognitively, like in my head, intellectually, I could get it, but like it really started to land in my body this time around. And the first thing I knew that I had to do was to speak it to you, to speak it to my wife, to speak it to the other men in my life that are there to support me and that have my back. And I'm like, look, this is what's going on. And when you see me doing this, I just want you to let me know that you see me doing it. Right. I don't need you to beat my ass. I don't need you to whatever.
Right.
And so just in that place, that's transformative to own it and put it out there in front. Like you said, take it from out behind and put it in front. Right. That's huge because a lot of times like, oh, I got my piece, you know, in therapy or whatever, but I don't talk about it anywhere else.
I'm going to keep that hidden.
Right. So it's still in the shame place. Well, put it out there in the freaking sun.
Yeah, you're not alone in this path, right?
And that, how freaking special am I that I'd be the only person that has this?
You know, I've heard that called terminal uniqueness.
So, and the other part of that is whenever whenever I can put that out there in front, it becomes less significant. It becomes less heavy. It becomes something like, oh, there's that thing I do again. I get the joke. Doesn't mean dismiss it, but at the same time, like, don't coddle it. Don't wound worship. Respect it, but also like, great, I'm going to move beyond this. This isn't, this isn't all that I am. So
your secrets kill you. The things you make so bad and awful, but the more you put them out there to people that are close to you, it's like, oh yeah, I can relate to that. Oh, I can relate to that. So you're not alone with it. And they're not going to you're actually judging yourself more than probably we ever would have. So by putting it out there, I'm imagining for you, it's like, oh, it's softened up. Like, oh, it's not that. Oh, okay. Like, it wasn't this thing that just stayed inside you as a secret that was going to like own you and run you. So I get on one level, that was something that, that felt really cool, is you got to relax about it and not maybe judge yourself as harshly. Then the other piece I get was like, the more you're aware of something, the more you start to see that thing. And if you don't see it, your friends see it and say, hey, Trip, you're doing that thing. Then you're going to start catching yourself real time. And then pretty soon, like, it's not going to be a pattern that runs you anymore.
Right, exactly. That is where real transformation can happen.
Yeah, I'm getting the guys out there in the car probably like, I ain't going to go sit on a cushion until my legs go numb for a week and get whacked the stick. So what suggestions do you have just for guys out there listening to the show?
The big part is, you know, this whole conversation kind of started about, what am I scared of? What are the things that I'm defending myself against? And just being okay with that. So whether I was on the cushion, it was like, well, I'm afraid my dick's going to fall off, whatever. do dicks fall off? But
they do, yes.
Yeah?
I've seen it, yeah.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah, there's a movie I once went to. Some lepers.
Some leper colony. Okay. Yeah. Leper sex. Four. It was better than three. It was one of the only sequels that was better.
That's sick, Trip.
But it's just like, get some reality about that, because to me, like, play with that feeling. Notice the things that you're avoiding and what has you avoiding it. Like, just, can you even be playful with that? Can you sit there? What if you were to sit down and just write down a list of these are the things that scare the shit out of me?
Got it.
And look at it. Like, a lot of times, just that process of owning it and seeing it out in front of me, like, wow, I thought I was that really scared of that, but I'm really not. I mean, it wouldn't be so bad if my friends found out this or that, or, you know, geez, that happens all the time. So first own it for yourself. Right. Can you own it with yourself? And step two, I would just throw it out to your buddies. Like, I work, you know, like, let's play a little game, guys. What are you scared of?
Right.
What terrifies you? What are the things that, man, you think if anybody found this out, my whole life would end? And see if you can really get down there and and share that process. Like, does anybody else scared of this too? And I think that from that place, then you can take action. Like, well, I imagine feeling a huge sense of freedom if I'd actually confronted that in my life, if I went up against that, whether it was telling somebody this or I'd be afraid to go do that. Sure. And it's not about thrill seeking so much, but it is about opening your life to what's possible.
And then there's another level too. Like, if you're a man that's owning your fears and just putting them out there, it's like that to me is really trustable. I get that, like, from that place, there's a lot more possible for you on what you can take on just by owning it with your guys and saying where you're really... where you have some fear.
Yeah, there's less energy being tied up in having to hide it. I think that's the biggest part. Like, I think of all the energy it takes to keep the lid on the can. Like, all these goblins and stuff want to come out. Well, let them out. And then you don't have to, like, put all your weight on the lid of this can to keep it all together.
Yeah.
And then you've got that energy. You can go into situations with nothing. I don't have anything to hide. That kind of feeling. So
we should do. We should come up with a fear factor practice for your guys. So you told them to make your list, right? Find that thing that makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. What's one thing, your fear factor challenge this week, where you're going to really get really right with yourself and say, okay, here's what I'm most terrified of. And then what should we have them do? What would be the fear factor challenge?
I think share it. You know, like, do it. Just share it with somebody. That's probably the fear factor challenge right there, is that a lot of guys, well, shit, my buddies are going to laugh at me. We typically only talk about, you know, what's going on with this or that and women or basketball or whatever. I could never have a conversation about this with my buddies. And the reality is, this is what most guys are really hungry for.
Yeah.
And trust me, I've gotten surveys from hundreds of you that say they want more depth and meaning. Yeah. They want more juice and like, right. Well, this is it. This yeah. is where it is. It's in your vulnerability. It's in the place that's scary to you. Doesn't mean you collapse into it.
Right.
But like, what would it mean if you brought this out in the open and brought this into your relationship? So I would just say,
right on,
you know, bring it to your relationships.
So just to recap some things we talked about on this show, you know, actually this whole thing about shame that you mentioned earlier, the more I can just be in touch with it, talk about it with my close buddies, it actually no longer owns me and runs me. I can actually feel more alive and less like kind of alone with it. So that was a great nugget you shared. Then the whole thing about fear, like if I'm again alone with my fear and not sharing it or not even in touch with it, you know, what happens then? So I'm getting a really great practice from you as far as if I own my shame, if I speak it, I share it with my buddies. If I own my fear, speak it. I'm no longer alone in all that. I actually am a guy out there in the world that can take on more. I can be supported. Tripp is living proof that by leaning into your edge and being more transparent on his own damn show, like if he can do it, you guys can do it, man. So even though he's going to edit this hour show into like 10 minutes.
Just where I look amazing the whole way through.
It'll be the Tripp highlight, like be the ESPN highlight show with Chris Berman. Only touchdowns for Tripp.
Yeah. Well, I want to compliment you on your interviewing.
Oh God, really?
Yeah. Say I think more. Now I could take vacations.
Oh,
really?
Oh God.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a blast riffing with you this morning. I feel honored to be in your life and to be part of this process you're going through. And I'm a stand for whatever you take on.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate yeah. it. Thanks for pushing me to do this too.
Oh yeah. My pleasure.
Please visit tripplanier.com and let us know what you'd like to hear on The New Man. Thanks for listening.